Well, let's take a closer look at the Palestinian resistance movement in the occupied territories. Al-Aqsa Brigades is an armed group that emerged during the Second Intifada. It splintered from Fatah and at times operates alongside Islamic Jihad in Nablus and Jenin. There are numerous Palestinian groups that are resisting Israel's illegal occupation. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, known as the PLO, was formed in the 60s and operates as an umbrella group of several political factions and armed groups. It excludes groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza, who have opposed all forms of negotiations with Israel. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, among others, cooperate militarily and agree that armed resistance to the occupation is the only way to end it and to achieve Palestinian self-determination. Maryam Barghouti, the senior Palestine correspondent from Mondo Weiss News website. She joins us live from Ramallah. Thanks for joining us here. Now, to what extent is there genuine support for the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades? I think we have a little technical problem there. You may have muted your microphone. I'm not sure if you can try and unmute that to see if we can still speak to you. Do you want to try that again? If you can hear me now, I'll ask that question again then. To what extent is there genuine support for the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, do you think?
I think you're framing the question wrong. The support isn't for Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade in specific. Prior to that, you had the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and an armed coalition come out of Jenin during the onslaught by the Israeli military on Gaza as armed, Palestinian resistance. Ibrahim Nabilsi was born in 2003. His birthday was October 13th. That means he's not yet even 19. This line of Nablus that we're hailing and we're iconizing, we need to recognize that places where armed resistance is growing, is happening in areas like Jenin, like Nablus, like Gaza, that have been under an incredibly brutal suffocation that is systemic by the Israeli authorities and enforced by the Israeli army, the vanguard of Israel's colonial project.
But given what you say, how do the divisions within the armed movement and the wider Palestinian leadership hamper efforts for Palestinians to progress?
I think that's a question that was more relevant a couple of years ago. Right now, after the Unity Intifada of last year, you saw a reclamation of Palestinian identity in the collective, and that includes Palestinian in exile and diaspora. The division of Palestinians was not simply within the political factions. It's geopolitical, and it's enforced by Israel. You have Palestinians with West Bank ID, Gaza ID, Jerusalem, and those with Israeli citizenship. And I think that was fragmented last year. And if you'd notice a lot of what is reiterated, especially by Palestinian armed resistance groups, is that we are here for the Palestinian collective. These are generations that are quite literally probably in their early 20s to, 30s. And all they knew is an Israeli brutal occupation. And that's kind of what's happening here. It is de facto protection. The Israeli army raided Nablus at the dawn hours and besieged Ibrahim Nabilsi, whose final words were, do not let go of the gun. I think I'm going to be killed. I'm under siege. Pray for me. And now imagine being 19 years old, having to defend yourself, and a nuclear power army raids your town consistently to target you. Imagine the fear he felt. And still, he withstood and tried to protect. So I think the support is seen from that lens, that we continuously keep getting killed. And this new generation is finding that this is not the life to live.
Despite what you say, is there enough of a cohesive approach, even after so many years of conflict, siege, and blockade?
Hope for what? In which conflict are you referring to? You mean our ethnic cleansing?
As we're looking at the situation now, is there enough of a cohesive approach for Palestinians?
I think that's also dependent on, I've said this before, it's not just on the Palestinians. The Palestinians as a people, we are cleaning up the mess of decision makers in terms of policy, in terms of enforcement, in terms of continuously funding Israel. And I apologize, but in framing of journalists to keep calling it a conflict, it's not. This is a military aggression. This is an assault. And Israel is violating every UN convention there ever was on protection of human life.
Farian Barghouti, we very much appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us here on Al Jazeera.
Thank you.